KQED.
Let's move on now to San Quentin Prison. You might not expect this, but there is going to be quite the spread of food tomorrow for Thanksgiving. And that's not just for Thanksgiving that we see these big food spreads. In fact, KQED's Peter Arcuni had been spending time in San Quentin. Peter, hopefully it wasn't for something you did. You're laughing. I know it's a very cheesy joke.
Yeah, it's very, for lack of a better term, corny.
Well, just
corn on the cob.
Just indulge me a little bit. Tell us about some of the food and what is being prepared in San Quentin.
So every year on Thanksgiving in San Quentin, the prisoners do these things called spreads. The whole idea of the spread is that you can think about it like a prison potluck. But they have to prepare these meals with only just a few items. So the only thing they have to cook is like an electric tea kettle.
Hmm.
And they get most of their food from a catalog that they can order from, you know, every couple of months.
Well, you actually enlisted the guys who produce a podcast from San Quentin called Ear Hustle to kind of tell you about this spread. Let's hear it.
My name is Erline Woods. I live in San Quentin, 3 North 76.
My name is Antoine Williams, and I live in San Quentin, 2H 79 up.
So everybody has some type of specialty. So you might know who make the best banana pudding or who make the best burritos.
I cook a lot of seafood,
the rice, the beans. The more meat, the better. You just come together and be like, hey, man, what y'all want to do for Thanksgiving? You know, and they'd be like, oh, man, I got this. Or they'd be like, well, I got to go to the store. And then you'd be like, well, get these items on the list, and then we can put something together.
It's like you'll find people that just sit in their area and they just prep food. They're, you know, making all of these different breads and sauces, and they got all these seasonings everywhere. You got our hot pots, our little electrical teapots, and it's just preparation.
Like, say, for instance, some Doritos, and he'll just crunch all the ingredients up in the Doritos, and then he'll throw all the other stuff he want to put in there, whether it's shredded beef, whether it's cheese, all that stuff. He'll throw all that in there. He'll shake it up a couple of times and just let it harden up and then open it all the way up, and then it'd be like a big old tamale.
You get creative. Make it work.
I remember when I was in the SHU a long time ago, the one way to heat your food up was putting it on top of the light, like early, and just putting a towel over it and let it sit there for hours. And by the time you get it, the cheese be melted. You know, it's a good way. It's prison ingenuity.
But my thing is my bomb-ass banana pies.
The good stuff, the dessert, you got to know who makes them, and you invite them to the spread.
Yeah.
Because they're going to bring
the pies. I bring the banana pies. The way I make my banana pies, it's just like my grandma taught me. So I save up all my little steak cookies, or I might buy cookies out of the catalogs. I get a little vanilla coffee creamer. I might, you know, keep me a milk from that morning, maybe 6 bananas, a peanut butter, a little syrup, graham crackers, or oatmeal cookies. Put a little milk, a little hot water. You mesh it together, sit it in the bowl, let it sit for like a good 30, 45 minutes. Take your spoon and dig in. Boom.
Real talk. That's all that matters. It tastes good.
All right. So those are the guys from Ear Hustle, a podcast produced in San Quentin Prison. Peter, I'm actually hungry.
I know. I was too. I think there were a few times I actually wanted to stop and write down these recipes.
Well, you did share the banana pie recipe with everyone. Make your own San Quentin banana pie. Peter Arcuni of KQED, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.